Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Built Ford proud. By the Home Depot, how doers get more done. By Prevagen, the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. And by the Wounded Warrior Project.
And, Robert Irvine is one of our favorite military veteran celebrity chefs. He's not the only military veteran celebrity chef, but he's definitely one of our favorites. He's back with us here on the National Defense. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, but who's the other celebrity chef I want to know?
Sonny Anderson.
Sonny, she's not a chef. She was in the Air Force. Give her a break.
Listen, hey, we just had Sonny on a few days ago, and she told a little story about you.
I got to tell you, I bust her chops. She bust my chops. She's one of my dearest friends. And just because she put the cloth of the nation on, makes her my girlfriend. So
she said, I always tell this story about Robert. She said, we're doing an event one day, and I look over, and Robert is getting ready to come on stage, and he's doing push-ups. And she said, I go over to him, and I said, Robert, why are you doing push-ups? And he says, well, it just makes my muscles look that much more toned.
She's exactly right. I'm too old. In fact, I was just doing it in Vegas on top of a piano.
On top of a piano?
Yes. Funny story. I took these Gold Star families to a piano bar. The two pianists are friends of mine. And they want to see how many push-ups I could do through the song. When they got to about 150, I had to stop.
Oh, wow. Wow. It sounded like they might have a little pianist envy.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've been busy here. First of all, if you don't know, and obviously everybody does on the Food Network, but Dinner Impossible, Worst Cooks in America, Restaurant Impossible, so many great shows, and your foundation is incredible, always taking care of veterans. But you have been literally taking care of veterans over the past week or so, right?
Well, actually, for the last month or so, I feel like I've been on the road, and I'm always on the road 345 days a year, 150 of those just for veterans and active duty. But I just came back from, I was in Poland, 8 bases in Poland, then Germany, Ukraine, then to Tyndall Air Force Base, then to Ansbach, Germany, and then to San Diego with SEAL teams, and then Phoenix, and just got back from the Gold Star family reunion in Vegas. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. Well, thank you so much for everything you do for veterans, obviously. We've got a few veterans hanging out, by the way, that are going to ask you some food-related questions at the end, because they're all in the food business or want to be in the food business. What would you tell anybody right now where we are with everything that's going on? Should you get into the food business?
It's the toughest business to be in right now. I would definitely not be into brick and mortar. I'm a big believer in honing skills. In fact, our foundation is looking to partner with Let's Chow, which is another veteran charity, where they put veterans into food trucks, train them, and then put them into brick and mortar afterwards. But brick and mortar right now is not good. I think through COVID, we lost somewhere about 56% of our small mom and pop restaurants. I can tell you, having restaurants, one in the Tropicana and one in the Pentagon itself, I was closed for a year in Tropicana. The Pentagon never closed for obvious reasons. But it's tough. It's a very tough business with inflation, and borrowing money now is very difficult because of inflation, right?
Right.
Anybody automatically is underwater the minute you open a restaurant, simply because the food prices are three times as high as they used to be, and you can't pass it on to customers. The rents, yes, it's easy to get rent in building now because, sure, you know, those restaurants have gone bankrupt or gone out of business. But at some point that catches up to you. So I would say, for me, I would get trained in the restaurant business in other restaurants where you can get the knowledge. And if you want to go into business on your own, food truck for me would be the first place, simply because it's less expensive to do that and you don't lose a lot of money doing that. You know, right. I can buy a food truck for 20 grand, redo it, and be on the road making money really quickly.
Yeah, it's good advice. And especially now with, what do you think with all the food delivery services? Does that make it easier or tougher on existing restaurants?
I think that's a really interesting question, because there's a 50-50 split there that,
sure,
half would say is great because it brings in revenue that they probably wouldn't have. But I have an issue with those delivery systems charging so much to the restaurant to do that.
Right. Right.
You know, I could go and hire a bunch of teenagers with cars, get insurance on them, obviously, and have them deliver cheaper. So I think it depends who you ask and what it is. I know that Chick-fil-A have done their own. They went out and bought their own cars and have their own delivery service because they make more money. Other people can't afford to do that, so they have to use these systems. You know, it really depends on where you are in that spectrum.
Yeah, and it's smart of Chick-fil-A to do that. I personally would, if Chick-fil-A is coming to my house, I think I would trust that more than 18-year-old Eddie, you know, who's going to pick it up and who knows what.
But it's funny, but you say that now, actually, Randy, but that's not true, because all these other big, and I won't name them, but big pizza companies and bigger companies are using exactly that person that you just said you wouldn't take.
Well, that's a good
and
point.
They put a magnetic sign on the top of their car.
Right.
They have a hot box or a hot bag, and it comes to your house. So you're already doing it.
That's true. It just, I guess it's a little more dressed up. So, you know, you tend to believe that more, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. If that's the way you feel, I'll let you feel that way.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Robbie Cassis, a personal trainer and military member, started a new program called Fit for Service. Fit for Service is a group training session designed for active duty military members, veterans, and first responders. Veterans with a 100% disability rating can join the program for free. Robbie Cassis brings energy and excitement during his personal training sessions with his clients. He encourages them to dig deep and push hard to reach their fitness goals. Cassis says that with a physician's approval, he can show veterans how to safely stay active and strengthen their mind, body, and soul. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stack up on storage solutions to fit your needs, like Husky Industrial Duty Shelving with weight capacity up to 2,500 pounds, so it can handle all of your lawn and garden tools, your power tools, or your weightlifting stuff. Because the right storage system for you should fit what you need it to. Get up to 25% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, yeah, you know them probably best from Super Troopers 2. What a fantastic movie that is. But, of course, now you know them from Tacoma FD, the fourth season premiering July 20th on True TV. It's Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Guys, how are you?
Hi, Randy. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, we're fantastic.
Hey, great to talk to you and big fans of your work. You guys have been doing this now for, you've been friends for what, over 30 years?
Yeah, a long time. We went to college together and formed our Broken Lizard group and just started making movies. We made Super Troopers and Beer Fest and, you know, and now here we are.
So, Kevin, what was it that made you concentrate on firefighters?
Well, you know, we had a little bit of success being cops and Super Troopers.
Yeah.
And we figured, what do people like about us? And they said that we like us in uniforms and they like us with mustaches. So the idea was, what world can we put ourselves into next? And we decided we'd be firefighters. And you know, Super Troopers, part of the premise was, you know, cops who have not much time, you know, have not much to do because they work on a deserted stretch of highway. And we decided, let's be firefighters. How do we put ourselves in a situation where we have time in our hands? Let's put ourselves in the rainiest city in the country so there are no fires to fight.
That's right.
And that's where the idea came from.
Steve, it's so funny, too. I live in a little town just outside of Kansas City, and we got a very small fire department, the Lone Jack Fire Department. I think there are like six or seven guys. And my wife and I rode our bikes up to the fire department the other day, and the guys are just kind of sitting around and, you know, doing what they do. And we're talking to them, and one of the guys goes, hey, you need some air in your tires? And I said, sure. And he brings out a compressor, puts air in the tires. He goes, you guys need a bottle of water? Great. I mean, these guys, you know, they have time to fight fires and take care of your bike's maintenance. I love that.
Yeah, whatever you need. You know, they're kind of like a catch-all. They're, you know, they're like the mom you never knew you wanted.
And, you know, I just saw you guys' appearance on Jimmy Kimmel talking about the other thing that they do. They rescue guys a lot of times when they have their penises stuck in things.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, we learned that from the very first firefighter we worked with, which is Kevin's cousin, Bill Heffernan, who's now a retired firefighter from West Haven, Connecticut. And he said that, like, one of the most common things that they get are guys with their penises stuck in things. And and sometimes with things stuck inside their penis or other body parts, you know, like guys are just weird like that with their penises. And certainly when there's a full moon out, you know, like, and cops will corroborate this too. Like, the weirdest stuff really happens when the full moon is out. But Cousin Bill said, when the moon is full, that's when the most penises are stuck in things.
You know, I mean, that's something to put on a T-shirt. We're talking to Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan here on the National Defense, of course, from Tacoma FD, the fourth season. Kevin, the fourth season, man, that's incredible. A lot of shows don't even make it one.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, I didn't know that we think we made it this far. And it really is actually a testament to the firefighters being fans of our show, because what happens is, you know, you meet firefighters now, and each one has five great stories. And we just start gathering stories from real firefighters, and it's just kind of endless. So it's just an endless amount of material for us. I think we could go on forever, you know?
Well, and I'm kind of excited about this season, too, because you got guest appearances by Tony Danza and David Arquette, right?
Yeah. We, you know, Tony Danza and David Arquette were nice enough to join us for some great episodes this season. And then we've got, you know, returning guest stars like Joe Pantoliano, who plays my father, and right. He's in a bunch of episodes. We've got Dexter Loomis from the WWE. He's showing up for an episode. And, you know, it's just we're really lucky to have these guys. And with each season, we get better and better guest stars.
Kevin, are you getting other groups of people coming to you now going, hey, why don't you guys do a plumber show?
Yeah, TSA. We got a lot of TSA guys.
Oh man, that's mining some rich comedy. The TSA. Oh, that could be pretty cool. What?
Yeah, we're gonna do a TSA show and then Coast Guard. We gotta do Coast Guard.
Well, now, so our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and you know it is funny about how seriously they take their comedy. Especially the active duty military. I have never been around a more gross, you know, just group of people that just attack each other on a regular basis. So, of course, they're huge fans of the show and everything you guys do.
Well, you know, that's exactly it. Like, our comedy, starting with Broken Lizard, was based on, you know, like, five guys hanging out with each other. And these are guys, look, you know, cops and firefighters, first responders, they see some things, and a lot of the time the only way they can keep themselves sane is with yep. that, like, that gallows humor.
Yep.
And, but, you know, and ragging on each other, and it's, you know, it's, it can be edgy, but, you know, listen, when you're seeing the things that these people see, it has to be edgy to, you know, to right. even kind of scratch the surface, and, you know, and we respect that, and that's always been our approach, is that, like, we're guys who are still good natured. Like, when we're ragging on each other, it's not mean spirited. And when we're messing with other people, it's never mean spirited unless they are like,
unless they deserve it.
Unless right. they draw first blood. And like, yeah, unless they deserve it.
Kevin, I was just talking to somebody, a buddy of mine the other day about that very same thing you're talking about there, Steve, is the fact that women don't do that. For some reason, guys always pick on each other and you know, give each other crap, and women don't seem to do that as much. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, we used to do it, you know, we used to call it the House of Pain, and it was like, if you were in a group of buddies, if you're with a group of buddies, they're going to get on each other, you know, and it's just something that we've always done with each other, and so that comes across on the screen, and those are the jokes that we write, and, you know, I actually think it's funny, because I think, you know, the women that we know and who are fans of our thing, they like to see that world too. And so it's just, you know, it's just, I think, it's something that people appreciate and can recognize from their lives, you know?
Yeah, I was just in a golf tournament the other day when this situation came up. I've never seen this happen before, but there was a designated, what they called a heckle hole. And so you get to this one hole and you have no idea what's going to happen, but they got three guys there. And all they do is just heckle the crap out of you. And,
oh, God,
I mean,
hysterical.
While you're swinging, I mean, how can you swing over that fat gut of yours? I mean, it's brutal, but it was the best thing I've ever seen. So
oh, I love that idea. That's a great idea.
I know.
Hey, listen, you know, I mean, you guys could have that, you know, Tacoma FD. You have a Tacoma FD golf tournament and a designated heckle hole.
You know, the heckle hole, also a great name for a bar, by the way.
Yeah. And the heckle hole is also something that where you had to remove something. But, guys, thank you guys so much for the time. Thanks for the great show. Really, really huge fans.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the...
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, mm-hmm. for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-511-3535.
That's 800-511-3535.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-511-3535.
Write it down.
800-511-3535.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're talking to Kelsey Sharon here in the National Defense. Her new book, Brass and Unity. I say her new book, her book. One Woman's Journey to the Hell of Afghanistan and Back. And the response has been, I mean, just the reviews that I've read and the response has been overwhelmingly exceptional. Have you had any negative response to this book?
I did have a little from one individual. But,
really?
You know, that's okay. Yeah, because, you know, here's the thing, right? You got to remember, I'm very fortunate to be in the situation I'm in. I've met the right people. I've been on the right shows. I walk in the right circles. And that's no fault. That's been a decade of me working to get a seat at that table, you know? So
right.
And some people that rubs them the wrong way. And my light sometimes is so damn bright that it just blinds you. And it makes people uncomfortable. But I'm not turning it down. Just put some damn sunglasses on. You can get them from brassandunity.com. Like, it's not a big deal.
I loved to all throughout your book, you've got every vantage point. You've got something called the Watcher, right? That talk about that a little bit. That was what a creative and clever way to do that.
You know, I worked with a really beautiful human on that. Somebody else came up with that idea for me. She goes, "Look, I got this idea. Do you think this might work for you?" And I said, "Let's give it a go." And my God, when I read the audiobook about a month ago, when I went and recorded it. Reading The Watcher was one of the hardest things I've ever done, especially the chapter on Afghanistan, because it took me back to that moment where that voice, and for the listeners, when I'm talking about The Watcher, I'm talking about that voice, that negative self-talk, that PTSD, that traumatic brain injury, that bad parent, that person that told you weren't good enough, that person that told you don't deserve to survive, that, you know, that commander, that major, that whoever who was like, "You're a piece," you know? And we all have those experiences, especially in the service, man, woman, you name it. We all have those. We always have a commanding officer or somebody who thinks that there's somebody that they can put down. And that Watcher voice follows me through my life. And it really peaked after Afghanistan. And that's really was the voice that almost made me take my own life several times. And I know a lot of you that are listening are resonating with this because I you reach out to me and you DM me all the time. And your stories, I read every single one and I respond because I need you to know that that voice is normal, but you can beat it. You do not have to listen to it. You do not have to do what it says. And we all have it, and it's okay to admit it, but it's not okay to not fix it. You know, you have to, you got to heal these cuts so you don't bleed on everyone else around you, you know?
Yeah, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it'll get louder. It'll get so much louder.
Man, you know, you're talking about so all these new experiences that you go through basic training, you learn to adapt and assimilate, and you get to Afghanistan. That's a whole new world now. That's a whole new world. And I want to read one section of the book here where you talk about some of the things you learn in Afghanistan. You say a heavily tattooed American joins us where we're sitting. "Have you been outside the wire yet?" he asked me. "No." "A lot of you don't want to see. This guy has a line tattooed on the back of his neck along with the words 'cut here,' which sums up his sense of humor. Careful, those stories aren't appropriate for her ghoul jokes." And you say, "Hey, I want to hear. Like about women being stoned to death for looking at a man. You've actually seen it happen?" "Yes, not far from here. They bury the women up to their necks and throw rocks at them until they die." How do you deal with that? I mean, you know, now you're in a situation where, you know, you're in a combat situation, but now you're trying to adapt to the customs of this whole other weird place.
You know, I leaned on the strong men that were around me. The only reason I survived that deployment was because of my sergeant, because of my friends like Chris Gould and McConey, you know, the British guys that, you know, my platoon sergeant, all of these guys that just basically moved me, told me where to go, what to do, how to get there. And, you know, I'm only alive because these men were honest with me, who were truthful with me. And so many of you listeners right now know, like, the first time you see someone die, the first time you pull a trigger, the first time you see something that you can't wrap your brain around, part of you dies or turns off or goes numb because it's a coping mechanism.
Right.
It's your brain protecting yourself, right? And I say this about my show. I say this about my life, but I say this most importantly about my deployment. I stood on the shoulders of giants, and that is the only reason I am still here today.
I love that. We're talking to Kelsey Sharon here, the National Defense. Her book, Brass and Unity, One Woman's Journey Through the Hell of Afghanistan and Back, which is, I guess, going to also be a movie?
Oh, man. I'm in a weird spot here, dude. I'm just following the
I got, no, listen, we've had these weird spots before. I know exactly what you mean. And we'll just say, hey, maybe.
Well, yeah, so it's been optioned for sure by the McDonough Company, which is Neil McDonough from Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, if you know anybody who's been involved in Band of Brothers, it is, my God, to have someone from that amazing series and those people really acknowledge this and say, hey, this is a different story. This is something that we haven't heard before. Sure, we've heard deployments. Sure, we've heard these things, but we don't have a mother and a woman, and we don't have a person that was on, you know, on the front lines doing those types of jobs at that time. Now we have women doing them, and thank God that we do, because we got some bad, bad women out there that deserve it. But, you know, up until I think it was 2015-16, it was just a lot of Canadian women were rocking, and that's just because the way the world works. It's, you know, not our choice, and it was option. I got a phone call from Neil McDonough. They came to a charity event of ours a couple years back with his beautiful wife, Ruve, and their five children. And he said, you know, if you're ever doing anything, let us know. I let him know. I went away to do a psychedelic-assisted therapy, worked through some stuff, got home, and got a phone call. And they got me on a Zoom, and they said, look, Kelsey, we really loved it. Here's the thing. We want to turn it into a mini-series. Mm. Are you down for that? And I just started bawling my eyes out, because for the first moment, I felt seen. I felt seen. Yeah. And, you know, I've been on the phone with a couple of the people that are supposed to play me. We're just now in this part where, I mean, Gary Sinise tweeted about it yesterday. So I don't know what's happening, dude. I'm just here for the ride.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, you know, Band of Brothers, we know it very well, because Tom Hanks has been on the show four times. And when you talk...
Great man.
When you talk to Tom Hanks about the military, he doesn't want to talk about show business. He wants to talk about the military. And every military project that he's ever produced or been a part of, he wants to, one thing, get it right. And he's just so passionate about that, as is everybody on Band of Brothers. So this could not, I mean, yeah, and you, I'm sure you feel like this. This, it could not be in better hands.
No, it couldn't be. Now the dream is to just get it to a studio, you know, and ultimately, and get enough people on this project. So if you're listening to this and you guys want to be a part of this project, if any of you want to be a part of this project and you think that you can bring something to the table, DM Brafton Unity or myself personally, because we're, you know, we're working with the right people, but I want to make this thing big. I'm not about doing it. In case you haven't noticed, my friend, I'm not about doing anything half-assed.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and speaking of that, you know, you can't keep your mouth shut, Kelsey, because this was just in the news, I think yesterday, about Canada. Canada's push to, and I didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this, so this is brand new to me. Canada's push to euthanize veterans with PTSD. You call it disgusting?
Yeah.
Unacceptable and infuriating. Why even is that happening?
Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit so you understand the backstory here, so the listeners do. Okay, so in Canada, well, if you're American and you're in America, your hat's on fire. You better start paying attention, because Canada has taken a turn. And a lot of people ask me when I'm moving, and I say this very simply. I won't move because I love this country and I am proud to have served it, and I will fight for it again. This country is doing some atrocious things, including a lot of different censorship bills. But the main and most disgusting thing, and the only reason it got leaked out, was because of a few service members who had the absolute strength to come forward and say, hi, since 2019, Veterans Affairs Canada has been offering MAID, medical assisted in dying, to veterans that were asking for psychological support, wheelchair ramps, and et cetera. So instead of them giving them treatment, the Trudeau government is saying, you know what's easier? How about MAID? And not only that, and to make it worse, the Minister of Veterans Affairs went on the West Block last year when this got dropped, and had the audacity to lie right to Mercedes Stevenson's face and say, it was only one case manager, and we only know of a couple cases. Well, I'll tell you right now, my friend, we have over 20 whistleblowers. We have audio recordings. We have papers. We have everything to prove it. And on top of it, it is now scaled to the civilian population in the pensioners. So they are going to pensioners who have worked their entire existence, and on their 75th year, when they get in their pension package, they make them sit through, not only in British Columbia, but across the country, they make them sit through they're very excited to share with you the new opportunity to kill yourself. Ugh. And within 24 hours, you can go into the hospital and say, I would like to enact my rights to use MAID, and you will be taken off the face of this earth.
Within 24 hours?
That is how quickly it can be done. It can take up to 48, and they apologize for the wait. Here's the thing that gets me. Tell me, I'm sure you can recall, when's the last time you used to hear about mentally ill, people of missing limbs, people who were elderly and useless. When did you start hearing about them being wiped off the face of the earth last?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, this is all Kevorkian stuff, right?
Right, absolutely. And the hard part is this is happening in Canada. And they say that they have stopped offering it, but we have proof that they haven't. So if this is happening in Canada, Americans, the rest of you who are all over the world right now, pay attention. And if you have ever been offered MAID in America or any other service members that are listening to this, DM Braxton Unity, please, because we are not staying quiet. I am going to everyone. I went to every major American podcast I know, and the majority of them would not talk about this. I had to go to the UK to get them to listen. And the second I told them, on Canada Day, they dropped the first story, and then they dropped the other one yesterday. When you keep messing around, we're going to get louder, but I'm not letting you take any more of my friends and my family off the face of this earth.
I mean, when I heard about it, I said, well, that can't be true. That can't be true. And the more I look into it, Canada has the world's most permissive assisted suicide program. The country is on track to record some 13,500 state-sanctioned suicides in 2022, right, which is a 34% rise from 2021. So this is a situation that is not getting any better at all. And Kelsey, I just applaud you so much for standing up and speaking out for this. And like you say, this is the country that you love. This is the country that you fight for and that you will fight for. But they need you. They absolutely need you. And man, we need you. I'm so honored to have you on the program. I want to thank you so much for the time. The book is Brass and Unity, One Woman's Journey Through the Hell of Afghanistan and Back. Kelsey, anytime, please. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And just lastly, if I can, you know, this book isn't just for military members and spouses. This is for everyone. This is a book.
Yes.
If you are married to a military member and you are unsure of how to help them heal, you are unsure why they're acting the way they're acting, doing what they're doing, please read this book. You will see that over the past 14 years, with so much support and resources and community, I was able to crawl out of that hole. And I promise you, if you are on the edge right now, this does not have to be the end of your story. It can get better. It will get better. I can assure you. So please do me a favor and stay with us. Give yourself an opportunity to have the life that if I took my own life when I was about to, I would not be here talking to you. Mm. Please stay with us. Your life is worth staying and you matter more than anything else. Please stay with us.
Thank you so much for that. You know what you are? You're a spitfire.
Yeah, you and combat flip-flops agree.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized,
safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Leonard Skinner just did a 4th of July show at Fort Campbell for the troops.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I knew that they do a lot of that. And, you know, it also kind of provided the soundtrack for not only Vietnam, but so many other combat situations. And really was that one little feeling of home for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go one step further and kind of will be coming out of left field, but I come from an Army family background, and I am very, very proud to say that my father-in-law, rest in peace, Edward C. Meyer, was chief of staff of the Army under Carter and Reagan.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So that was a pretty cool family to marry into.
I was going to say, a lot to live up to as a son-in-law, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he was a wonderful man. My father was a World War II Purple Heart vet, rest in peace. And my dad and my father-in-law got along great. And we did many little kind of war museum things in our day. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, you're speaking to the choir here.
Well, meanwhile, you know, your father-in-law is talking to your future wife going, we're getting a drummer? Is that right?
Yeah. Do you think they did a background check on you?
We're talking to Michael Cardelloni, celebrated Leonard Skinner drummer, and I think since 1998, right?
That's correct.
And then founding member of Damn Yankees. And if you don't remember Damn Yankees, let me just tell you, that was one of the first super groups. Ted Nugent, Tommy Shaw from Styx, Jack Blades from Night Ranger, and Michael. And how did that come together, by the way?
Well, I had been playing in Tommy Shaw's solo band for 2 years prior to Damn Yankees beginning. And, you know, right place at the right time. It was one of those kind of things, Randy.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got so much talent. You know, one guy shouldn't have all of this talent because, you got the music, of course, but also your artwork. And I was just looking at your website with some of this artwork. It's incredible. It's incredible. And now there's some new artwork on display featuring Ringo. And it's right before Lynyrd Skynyrd launches their 50th anniversary tour with ZZ Top. That's incredible. How long have you been doing the art? Did that come before the music?
It did. It did. I was painting at age 4 and drumming at age 9.
Oh, wow.
And I will tell you, since you brought up the 50th anniversary of Lynyrd Skynyrd that we are celebrating this year, the newest painting that I just completed is a tribute to the 7 band members from the band's first album.
Oh, wow.
Which was called Pronounced. And the painting is called 50, and it's a portrait of the 7 band members. And although it's not on my website yet, people can see it if they go to wentworthgallery.com. And on there, they'll see the Ringo painting. We can talk about that if you like in a minute. And the Skynyrd painting called 50. And the Skynyrd painting, by the way, we made 50 signed and numbered canvas prints.
Oh, man.
That will be available. The Ringo painting, I will just give you the quick backstory. Ringo's my favorite drummer. Beatles are my favorite band. I wanted to do a painting tipping the hat to Ringo. So this painting captures what Ringo saw when the Beatles played on the rooftop, their iconic last
live performance. Oh, wow.
So you, the viewer, see what Ringo saw. You're seeing the drums, the cymbals, the 3 Beatles in front of that, and then across the street, the entire skyline of London. And
wow.
It's a really... it's a cool painting. It took me a full year to paint because it's 5 feet across, and I went crazy with the detail on it. And I'm very proud of both of these new works, which people can see online. And also next week, they will be part of a Wentworth Gallery exhibit that happens in Hollywood, Florida at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah, at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino there in Hollywood. We're talking to Michael Cardelloni here in the National Defense, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer, founding member of Damn Yankees, and his new artwork on display featuring the Ringo piece. And I love your Charlie Chaplin and your Lennon. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Well, those are two heroes of mine, no question about it.
So,
you know, I actually I'm very proud to say that I've become friends with the Chaplin family over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have... you know, they have come out to Skynyrd concerts, which, I mean, would you ever connect those two dots together?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You guys, you know, getting ready to hit the road to celebrate the 50th anniversary, Sharp Dressed Simple Man tour with ZZ Top. Does it ever get old? I mean, how many times can you hear, Freebird! Freebird!
Well, I would say in the past 26 years, I've heard it a couple thousand times, and it never gets old.
As does every band. As does every band, right.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll tell you what, Randy, once I went to a comedy club, and in between jokes, someone in the audience yelled Freebird. You know, it's a part of, it's pop culture.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. So you went to...
You know, is there a more famous American song?
No.
Rock and roll song? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. American Pie, maybe? But, I mean, you know...
no one yelled that night at that comedy club.
Well, so you must be a fan of comedy. Who do you like? What kind of stand-ups?
Fine question. My wife and I just the other night watched Amy Schumer's new thing, and that was hilarious. We also really like John Mulaney.
Right.
How
about Sebastian Maniscalco?
Well, that was going to be the next name I said, because all of his jokes are basically describing my childhood.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. It hits it right on the head.
Yeah. By the way, I just saw his new movie with De Niro. Hilarious.
Oh, right. That just came out, right?
So good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, hey, Michael, what a talent, man. It's such an honor to talk to you. Thank you for your appreciation for the troops, obviously. Thank you for the great music over the years. And best of luck with the art, man. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.